Social media can help us stay connected and keep in touch with our friends and family, but there are many more positives that maybe don't get spoken about quite enough, which is why Holly Took, author of the award-winning blog Life of a Blind Girl, joins me today. Hi, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So it's been a while since we spoke. How are you?
Yeah, it has, hasn't it? I'm doing well, thank you. I think a lot has happened since we spoke, obviously lockdown and stuff, but yeah, I'm doing good, thank you.
So obviously we're chatting social media, online community today. You're very active on social media.
Yeah, I try to be. So I try to be quite active within the visual impairment community and help people raise awareness. And obviously through my blogging, I've kind of got to be active in order to, you know, think of like blog post ideas and just generally kind of interact with other bloggers and visually impaired people. But I do try to find a balance between obviously being active and having that kind of downtime, because I think we kind of all need to find the balance between using social media, but then obviously doing other things as well, because sometimes it can get a bit negative. But I think that's one of the reasons I try to fill my feed with the things I like and positive things, so that I don't get kind of bogged down within the negativity.
And it's so easy to kind of sit on social media the whole day because you become part of these communities and you make friends there. And it's hard to sometimes bring yourself out of it and take some time to yourself.
Yeah, definitely. So especially if you're in like a group chat and you're all kind of just having a conversation about whatever. And yeah, so it can be really hard to kind of just bring yourself away from it sometimes. And obviously you can kind of just sit there and scroll in for ages. But I think we kind of got to be quite disciplined and say to yourself, right, no, this is enough. I'm going to do a bit of work now or do something else and have some downtime, and then I'll go on it again later. So yeah, I think it's all about discipline. But obviously finding the positives and filling your feeds with the things that you like.
Are you finding it a bit harder now because everyone's sitting at home, everyone's way more active online? Have things become a bit more intense when it comes to how much you are on social media and how much you interact with others?
I think I have noticed more people are active during the day and things like that. And I think as well, obviously, there's a lot of things that are really difficult for blind and visually impaired people at the minute. So for example, social distancing, and people can maybe put their opinions on social media on that. And if they're not the same opinions to you, then you kind of might be thinking, oh, what am I doing? And you might kind of get a bit bogged down with it. It is a little bit difficult to obviously kind of pull yourself away from it sometimes, but at the same time, I think it's really good to keep your regular life balance and keep your social media intake within that. So for example, during my working hours, I won't go on social media because I wouldn't do that when I'm working in the office. So I'm working at home at the minute, so I'm not doing that, and I'm trying to kind of have that balance between using it when I would usually use it, but also making the most of it and connecting with my friends online.
You've actually won an award. It was for your social media work last year, and it's the RNAB See Differently Award, which really, really shows how important it is to actually be active online, because you often write about raising awareness on your blog.
Yeah, so last year in November, I attended the RNIB See Differently Awards, and I actually won the award for social media influencer. And that basically recognised someone who uses social media in a way to shine a light on Sight Loss and help others. But I think the really important thing about that award is it recognises the positives of social media and how it can make a difference, because often we can focus on the negatives, like the mainstream media can often see the negatives of social media. But there are many positives. So for example, connecting with the Sight Loss community, raising awareness, helping others. And I think social media is an accessible and a good way of raising awareness. And so are things like blogging. So it all kind of connects together and links as one, which I think is great. And it was such an honour to win the award. And I still can't believe it a few months later.
I think it was well deserved.
Oh, thank you.
Through your blog, it's something you mentioned quite often, is you want to help others like you to maybe in a way become someone who inspires them or is a positive role model for them. Was that something you had in mind when you first started writing?
When I was younger, I didn't really have many disabled role models. In fact, I didn't have any at all, not that I remember. And it was something that I was always really aware of as I got older, because I think it can really help to look up to people or find people that you can relate to in some way. So yeah, when I started writing, I did want to help others, and that was always an aim of my blog, but I didn't think that it would really go anywhere, and I didn't think that many people would read it or it would turn into a useful or big platform. And it was quite a surprise when people started to read my blog and reach out and say that my posts had helped them. And that is an aim of my blog, and it always has been, and I think that always will be, because it's really important to me.
Because it's a way of, as you said, raising awareness, but you're also representing the community and you're demystifying disability through it.
Yeah, so it gives you a chance to tackle those misconceptions and stigmas surrounding visual impairment, and you can actually show people that you do live a normal, independent life. So we can have hobbies, we can have interests, and we can do the things that sighted people can do. So we're helping disabled people, so blind and vision impaired people, realise their full potential and think to themselves, you know what, my sight loss doesn't have to stop me from living the life I want to. But we're also showing sighted people that we can do these things. So I think it's an important way for both, really. And it kind of brings everyone together, hopefully, in order for sighted people to be educated on sight loss and help blind and vision impaired people in various ways.
And you've been running your blog for quite a few years now, but just thinking back on the last few years, is there a particular memory in regards to, obviously, social media and interacting through the blog that really brings a smile to your face?
I've been running my blog for 5 years, which is quite crazy to think about. So I started it in January 2015, which is seems a very long time ago, and a lot has changed since then, actually. There's a couple of memories actually that spring to mind. One of them is when I was named as one of the top 100 most influential disabled people in 2018 and then again in 2019. So when in 2018, when I was named as that, the social media community really came together. And then also again last year when I won the RNIBC Differently Award, the sight loss community really showed how much of a difference social media can make, because everyone was really supportive. But also I met online friends at the award ceremony, and those were friends that I'd met on Twitter and through blogging. So it kind of made me really realise how much of a difference social media can make and how it can actually bring people together and form friendships. And that just is a really lovely memory to look back on.
So obviously we talked a lot about your blog. So it's Life of a Blind Girl, but how can we follow you on other channels?
So you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and just at Life of a Blind Girl. So you can keep up to date with all my blogging and all my usual social media work as well.
And obviously, if we have any questions, we can contact you through those platforms.
Yeah, definitely. I always love hearing from my readers, and I'm always happy to have a chat.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today, Holly. And I wish you another 5 years of your blog and many, many more awards.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, as always. And thank you for your continued support.